Americans are confused about Thanksgiving. That's how James Carroll began a recent Boston Globe column that caught our eye. He says we're confused because many of us associate the first American Thanksgiving feast and the birth of American-style liberty with the early pilgrims in Plymouth, those brave religious rebels who crossed the Atlantic to free themselves from religious persecution in England.
But Carroll reminds us that the real American religious rebel was Roger Williams, who fled Massachusetts and founded Providence in what is now Rhode Island. Author John Barry tells the story in his book, Roger Williams and the Creation of the American Soul, Church, State, and the Birth of Liberty. It came out last winter, has been reissued now in paperback. John Barry grew up in Rhode Island and joins us now from New Orleans. And John Barry, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
So it's a fascinating story. You make the point that so much of the debate that pervades our political discourse today about the role of religion in society began with Roger Williams. So describe his view of religion.
Well, first, he was a Puritan minister. Those who think the idea of separating church and state came from atheists or simply mistaken on the facts. He was considered so devout the day he got off the boat, literally. He was offered the ministry of the Boston Church, which he declined because they weren't pure enough. So his motivation in wanting to separate church and state was actually to protect the church from corruption. He knew that when you mix politics and religion, you get politics.
Yeah, in fact, I learned from your book, you jumped right into that point that I wanted to ask you about, that it was Roger Williams who first talked about a wall of separation between church and state, 150 years before Thomas Jefferson, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I found really interesting about Williams is the influences on him. He was a young assistant to Sir Edward Coke, who was Chief Justice of England. Now, most of your listeners never heard of Coke, but every American over the age of five knows Coke's most famous ruling, which is the house of everyone is as his castle. And this idea of personal liberty and personal space was just ran through Williams's veins. And, of course, the background to all this is revolution in England, civil war, the beheading of the king, the establishment of a new society in England, Cromwell, then ultimately the Restoration. And Williams went back and forth to England. He was very much a part of that intellectual ferment and had significant impact on it. His friends included Cromwell, John Milton, and others whose names are not quite household, but important.
So come back, though, to Massachusetts, which banishes Roger Williams on pain of death. He makes his way down to what we now know as Rhode Island and founds Providence Plantation. What kind of society was he hoping to set up there? What were some of the values that guided him?
Well, he agreed with Winthrop, the governor of Massachusetts, that the New World would be a city on a hill. But to Winthrop, it was a covenanted society, a New Jerusalem, and to Williams, the idea of the city on a hill was one of freedom. While he's very well known for the development of the idea of church and state separation, he's less well known for what was even more original. And the idea, he was the first person in the modern world to state that government has no more power than the people, in his word, consenting, give to it, nor for a longer time. So this was truly revolutionary. So a total separation meant that the authority of government had to come from the people. And that, the whole idea of modern individualism, I think was born with Williams.
And he had other views, too, which were really ahead of his time on slavery and how to treat with the Indians. I mean, that were truly ahead of his time as well, right?
Well, that's correct. I mean, one of his tensions with Massachusetts was he felt that just because the King of England gave them a charter to the land didn't give them the right to steal it from the Indians. He felt it had to be purchased. When he founded Providence, he did purchase the land. He had that strong legal common law background, which came from Coke, and common law is based on property rights.
Well, it's been four centuries since Williams said that forced worship stinks in God's nostrils and compared it to spiritual rape, which is pretty amazing language, and was banished from Massachusetts for his views. Are we any closer to resolving this debate today, almost four centuries later? By this debate, I'm talking about, you know, the proper place of religion and government and society.
Well, I'm laughing when you ask that. Clearly not. It was, to a lot of people's surprise, frankly, including my own, it was a factor, as you know, in the Republican primaries earlier this year. Last year, Lincoln Chafee, the Rhode Island governor, said declared there was a holiday tree in Rhode Island.
As opposed to a Christmas tree, right.
Exactly. He's going to do the same thing again this year. He caught a lot of flack for it last year. He's going to catch some flack again. I think he's well-armed talking about Roger Williams.
Yeah, he justified referring to the tree at the State House a holiday tree rather than a Christmas tree in the name of Roger Williams, right? I mean, that was why he said he could do it.
And next year is the 350th anniversary of a charter of Rhode Island. They plan to make quite a big deal out of it.
Well, it's a great story. John Barry, thanks so much for bringing us up to date on this. It seems like a good time to be reminded of this original American rebel. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
John Barry is author of Roger Williams and the Creation of the American Soul, Church, State, and the Birth of Liberty. It came out last winter and has been just reissued in paperback.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.